Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself, the owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and today is Thursday, May 19th, 2022. So without a doubt, let's get it in. And welcome to another edition of the Talk of the Town Now. As always, man, thanks for rocking out with me. I appreciate that. If this is your first time listening, follow the podcast on your favorite platform, hit the subscribe, and you'll get new content sent directly to your device each and every day. As soon as new content becomes available, it'll be well appreciated. So let's get it in. On today's episode, man, I decided to give y'all, you know, sports. You know what I mean? Something dealing with sports. And actually, you know what I mean, to be truthful about it, it wasn't my idea. You know what I'm saying? It's thanks to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Slack is Talk podcast is it's a listener-friendly show. You know what I'm saying? I basically build my show and do my show off of y'all. You know what I mean? I have a thing where you can email me or, you know, get in touch with me via Facebook, however, you know what I'm saying? And you can make requests. You know what I mean? You can ask questions. You can tell me, you know, what you want to hear, things of that nature. And that's what's been happening this week. You know what I'm saying? I've been getting a lot of requests. I've been getting a lot of, you know, a lot of comments and stuff like that. As y'all know, the NBA playoffs is going on right now. We're in the Final Four. You know, it's, excuse me, it's Golden State, Dallas Mavericks, Miami Heat, and Boston Celtics, man. Final Four, you know what I'm saying? It's coming down to the wire, you know what I mean? And the one question that I kept getting asked this week was, who was the biggest sellout? Is it James Harden or is it Chris Paul? You know what I mean? I got so many comments about that, so I decided to actually go ahead and do a show on the topic, man. We go get it in. You know what I'm saying? You know me, I'm gonna keep it all the way real. You know what I mean? First off, you know what I'm saying, I want to say congratulations to the Orlando Magic last night. They won the lottery. You know what I'm saying? They get the first pick in this upcoming draft. You know what I mean? I hope y'all pick my boy, Paolo Banchero. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm a Duke fan. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and stop playing and make another Duke player the number one pick, you know what I'm saying? So I can have some bragging rights. Ain't none of them other dudes better than him anyway, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and make that pick. Don't make everybody wait. Go ahead and make that selection, you know what I'm saying? Duke player. Another Duke player goes number one overall. Let's make it happen. Now, let's get down to business, you know what I'm saying? Who's the biggest sellout? Is it James Harden or is it Chris Paul? Now, first off, you know what I'm saying? I understand everybody's like, well, I should say all the 76ers and all the Phoenix Suns fans, I feel y'all pain. You know what I mean? I feel y'all pain. I feel y'all hurt. And I understand where y'all coming from. But before that, you know what I'm saying? Before we get into that, let's take it back to the basics. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it back to the basics, right? It's hard to win an NBA championship, man. It's hard to win a championship. I used to always tell my good buddy Rob Holland, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, you know, we used to always battle back and go at it. And I hope he listening to the show too. You know what I mean? He could learn a thing or two. But I used to always battle and I used to always tell him, like, when you talk about NBA stars, when you talk about the best players in the league, right? Let's take all the superstars, right? They all have money. They all in the NBA. They all have what you call fame. You know what I'm saying? They all well known. They all have businesses. They all make all-star teams. All that is good. But everybody don't have a championship, baby. Everybody can't come to the party. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't win championships. That's the thing that separates, you know what I'm saying, the great ones from the good ones. It's that championship. Now, you have to think that there are superstars on each team in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's good in the NBA. If you make the NBA, you're a good player. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Every team has superstars. Every team. Some teams even have two or three superstars on there. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Some teams have multiple Hall of Famers. It is what it is. Out of all the teams and all the stars, at the end of the year, after everything is all said and done, there can only be one championship. Everybody can't win a championship. There's only one championship to go around at the end of each year. You know what I'm saying? Think of all the Hall of Famers and the legends that never won a championship. Patrick Ewing, Reggie Miller, Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Dominique Wilkins, just to name a few. It's not easy. It's not easy. Now, I do think in today's NBA, because of free agency, because of the way players could just like say they're unhappy and all of a sudden they could get traded and talk their way to a different team. You got players that's putting together their own super team and all that kind of stuff. I think it waters it down and it makes it easier. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could put three Hall of Famers on one team, I mean, that's stacking the deck. You know, if you get traded, you got people that's on a different team every year. You know what I'm saying? Back in the days, it was different because if you didn't play your whole career with one team, 9 times out of 10, you played 8, 10, or 12 years with one team. And then you might have, as you got older, you might have, you know, went out with another team or something like that. You know what I mean? So you only had one place to get that championship. Back then, you got players that have been playing for 10 years. They've been in the league for 10, 11 years and never even ever went to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that one. So now you got people changing teams every year and stuff like that. I mean, it's easier. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of easier to get yourself in a good situation. You know what I'm saying? So I do think it's easier to try to get a championship than it ever been. You know what I'm saying? I do believe that. But now, getting into the Chris Paul and James Harden situation, first you got to go back to the beginning, because they are entirely two different players, first of all. You know what I'm saying? Now, to start with Chris Paul was on some bad teams in the beginning of his career. You know what I'm saying? He started with New Orleans. You know what I mean? And like a lot of them that get picked in the early rounds. I mean, that's early rounds. Like, you know, top three pick, top five. You go to a bad team. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. The higher you get picked, the worse the team you go to. So, you know, he got drafted by New Orleans. New Orleans didn't have nothing there. So, of course, all them years, you know, he never made any noise. You know what I'm saying? Now, he's been floating around for a while now. I think after New Orleans, that's when they botched the trade to the Lakers. You know, the league, they axed that deal because he was supposed to play with Kobe. I think, you know, from New Orleans, he was supposed to go to the Lakers. And I believe when that didn't happen, he went to the Clippers, if I'm not mistaken. So now the Clippers, they had some good teams. They had some good talent. I'm not going to say, I'm going to use the word good talent. They didn't have superstars. You know what I'm saying? Blake Griffin is good. I wouldn't really use the word superstar. He's good for 20, 22 points, something like that. Never regarded as one of the top players in the league, though. DeAndre Jordan is good, but his game is limited. You know, he can't shoot. He'll rebound and you can throw him lobs. That's good in the regular season, but when you in the playoffs and you go against other teams that's good, it's not really going to work. It's not going to move the needle. So, you know, good talent in the, with the Clippers, not great. Not good enough to win a championship. I don't know if you could actually, like, blame him for that. From there, I believe he went to Houston. And you got to excuse me, man, if I'm forgetting a team that he played on, man. Like I said, man, people, players move around so much now, man. It's crazy. It's hard to keep up. But from there, I think he went to Houston and he played with Harden. That was never going to work. Those are two players that they both need the ball. They both like to try to be facilitators, and it's only one basketball. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny that, you know, the two people that we're talking about today were actually teammates. That's hilarious. That's funny. But them two together, that wasn't going to work. There's just no way. You know what I'm saying? It's not enough. You know what I'm saying? You need more than that. You need a big man, too. You need something to go with that. So that was, you know, just not enough. I don't know if you could blame him for that. Now, I will give them an out in Houston as well, too. When Harden and Paul was together, that's when Golden State was Golden State. You know what I'm saying? You had a young Steph Curry. You had Klay. Durant was over there. So it's just, it's no way Houston was beating that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's Golden State. It was Golden State's time. It was the Golden State era, period. Like Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing you can do about it. It's Jordan time. You know, just get out the way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give Houston another out on that. Now, after Houston, he went to a rebuilding OKC. They were rebuilding. He had all young people around him. You know, that was just, he was just collecting a check on that. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing left to say. You know what I mean? He was just collecting some money. After the Thunder traded him, that's where he landed with Phoenix, I believe, which is where he is now. Now, I'm going to say this, you know what I'm saying? It's an accomplishment in itself that the last 2 years, Phoenix has had the best record in the Western Conference. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to say, well, that doesn't mean anything and all that. You know what I mean? It doesn't account for nothing if you don't win the championship and all that, and I agree. But honestly and realistically, how many people believe that or knew that Phoenix would have the best record in the West the last 2 years? I mean, how many people saw that coming? I didn't. You know what I mean? Now, in Phoenix, it's almost the same thing, the same exact situation than he had in OKC. He got all young people around him, except for the younger people on Phoenix is better than the players in OKC. You know what I'm saying? I think in Phoenix, it just doesn't look that way because Chris Paul elevates that team. You know what I'm saying? He's a high IQ player. You know what I'm saying? He knows what to do. He knows who the ball is supposed to go to. And he's a floor general. He's a coach on the team. In OKC, you got people that was developing. So, you know, Chris Paul is not in the business of developing. He's a veteran that needs to win now and try to get a championship. Phoenix talent is young, but they developed already. And that's the difference. Now, again, it's not enough to really move the needle. Devin Booker is good. Aiden, I like Ayton. I still don't think Ayton is all the way living up to his potential. When you're the number one pick, you're supposed to be that dude. You know what I'm saying? He's good, but you're supposed to be expecting dominance from him. And he hasn't did that yet. I'm not saying that he's a bust. I'm just saying that he's supposed to be better than what he is. Now, on this team, you got Chris Paul, who's getting older now. You know what I'm saying? You have Devin Booker, who's a star. And I can't really call Ayton a star right now yet. I don't think he's there yet. I like Ayton. Ayton is my man, but I don't think he's there yet. And the rest, like, kind of play a role. You know what I'm saying? Which is good, but you got to remember, Golden State is still out there. And yes, Steph, Klay, and Draymond is getting older, but they done reloaded the last 2 years. They got a lot of young guns, you know what I'm saying? It's just the best players, which is those three, are older, but they got a lot of young cats around them. They got a good mix. And you got teams like Miami, you got Milwaukee, the Greek Freak, who's the best in the game right now. You got other people who also stack their lineup and stack their roster. So I don't know if Phoenix, you could say Phoenix is better than everybody to where you expect them to win a championship. I just don't see that level. You know what I'm saying? I don't see them on that level. If you're going by the best record, I mean, okay, you know what I'm saying? You can get disappointed and all that, but again, best record in the regular season. But in the playoffs, you've gone against the best teams in the league, period. Hands down. It's a big difference. Now, I'm going to move over to James Harden. But before I do, just remember, Chris Paul is a floor general. He's a facilitator. He's a coach on the floor. He's going to get his points, and he's going to score without a doubt. But he's never been a dominant scorer, one of the best scorers in the game. That's not his game. You know what I'm saying? He's going to score and do his thing, but he's a floor general facilitator first. He definitely needs the pieces around him to be effective and to make it work. Now, moving over to James Harden. Now, with James Harden, here's the issue, and here's what happened to him. James Harden is supposed to have at least one championship by now. And you're going to be surprised by the team that I'm going to say he should have the championship with. Because when I say that, I know that a lot of y'all assume that I'm talking about the Nets. And no, I'm not. I'm not even talking about the Nets. Yeah, I get that he played with Kyrie and he played with Durant. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was going to be, in my opinion, those are three players that their offensive prowess is just unmatched. You talking about three people that's unstoppable individually. You know what I'm saying? All on one team. So, you know what I mean? When they first put that together, I mean, man, I was like everybody else. I'm like, they guaranteed the championship. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna get back to them later. But no, it was not the Nets. I'm gonna tell you what happened. He got drafted by Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? He was the third person to get drafted. They drafted Durant first. The first year, they came back the next and got Westbrook. The year after that, they bring in Harden. You know what I'm saying? And it was all three of them in OKC together. Which is crazy if you think about it. Now, they were young. You know what I'm saying? They all, you know, you just don't come in and win championships. Because like I said, the good players get drafted by bad teams. You know what I'm saying? So when they got drafted, wasn't nobody there. You know what I'm saying? The franchise just moved from Seattle to OKC. You know what I'm saying? New town. Nothing was happening there at all. You know what I mean? Nothing going on. So they're young. They got to develop. They got to learn the game. They got to learn how to play together. You know what I'm saying? and they just wasn't ready to win a championship. But what ended up happening is, you know, when you come in the league, you're on your rookie contract at first, so they had to pay Durant, they had to pay Westbrook, and at the time, I don't remember what the cap was, but I think this was right before the max deals and all that kind of stuff, and everybody knew that OKC wasn't really going to be able to afford to keep all three of them, and I get that, you know what I'm saying, because James Harden came off the bench, and he started, you know, he was doing his thing, and it's only a matter of time before he want to get paid, which is understandable, you know what I'm saying? Get that money, get the bag, strike while it's hot. But now, here's the mistake, and I don't know if Harden could have stopped it, or, you know, I don't know if there's a way that, you know, things could have played out different. But OKC lost in the finals to LeBron when they was when LeBron was with Miami. It was LeBron, Wade, and Bosch. OKC lost to that team, which, you know, Bosch and all them, they were the veterans. They were more ready than, you know, Durant, you know, Westbrook and them. You know what I'm saying? Plain and simple. I think Westbrook, I think offensively, as we know today, as we went on to see later on what Durant has become, we've seen what Westbrook has become, and we've seen what Harden has become. It was no doubt that those three were probably better offensively than Bosh, Wade, and LeBron. But they were young. You know what I'm saying? I think LeBron has beat them because of the experience, plain and simple. But the next year, the year after that, because they lost to Miami and LeBron in the finals, I think that was enough experience for them to get over the hump. Because at the time, there was no super teams besides Miami at that time. There was no, you know what I'm saying? There was no max deals. There was no super teams. Miami was the only big three at that time in the league. Nobody else was teaming up and doing all that what you see today. Right? So it was Miami, and it was OKC. And OKC did theirs the original way because they drafted all them three players. You know what I'm saying? They didn't buy that. They drafted that. You know what I'm saying? They had three different drafts, and they hit the jackpot each time. You know what I'm saying? Which is how it should be done. You know what I mean? They lost to Miami. And I believe in my mind, the year after that, they was ready. They was ready. I believe, in my opinion, when Miami put that team together, Miami should have won all four championships because there were no super teams. You had San Antonio, but again, San Antonio drafted that. You know what I'm saying? Miami should have won all four championships, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? You got Wade, and everybody think LeBron is just the best ever. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. But Miami showed that they could be beaten. The next year, if OKC would have brought that team back, I think they were ready to possibly win the championship. But because OKC knew that they couldn't play Harden, they couldn't pay him, they decided to trade him to Houston. Now, I think that Harden also wanted to leave because he was ready to get paid and he was ready to have his own situation in Houston. You know, he was tired of coming off the bench and he was tired of, you know, playing, you know, background to Durant and Westbrook. But if he could have stayed that next year, he would have had his championship by now. He would have been had his championship already. You know what I'm saying? He would have had his championship already, and the following year, you could still go to whatever team you wanted to go to and have your own situation and have a chance to build your own dynasty. Now, I'm not sure what role Harden played, but the thing was, wherever OKC traded Harden to, whether it's Houston or somebody else, they wasn't going to get fair value for him. That's the hurting part about it. Like, it wasn't another superstar that you could have traded straight up for him at the time. So it was going to be like some draft picks, you know, that kind of thing anyway. So OKC could have just held on to him for that championship. Harden would have his championship, man. And we wouldn't be, you know, it'll be a whole different discussion today. But he went to Houston, you know what I'm saying? As far as numbers, he did his thing. You know, think he won some scoring championships. People going crazy over his step back move, which I think is a travel. You know, not hating on the man, but that's a travel, man. People wasn't taking two steps over a jump shot, man. But that's, you know what I'm saying? That's my opinion. But again, his style of play, man. He got to have the ball in his hands. And all that stuff works in the regular season. But in the playoffs, you're playing against top defenses and better, you know, the best teams that the league has to offer. So it was never going to work. Yeah, his numbers were going to be there. You know, he probably have Hall of Fame stats and all that stuff, leading the league and scoring and all that kind of stuff. But he was never going to win a championship. From Houston, you know, he kind of talked his way out of that, you know, after losing for so many years straight. As I mentioned earlier, you know, he played with Chris Paul in Houston, and that was the Golden State era. I don't blame him for that. Golden State is Golden State. Talking about a team that won 3 championships, won 73 games in a regular season. They got the best shooter in the world. You know what I mean? Need I go on? You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't going to work. Then he went to the Nets, which I kind of got into already. You know, he got reunited with Durant and also Kyrie Irving. Now, that could have went 2 different ways. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing about putting super teams together is it's still only one basketball, right? So you got Durant, Irving, and you got Harden. The thing about Harden is some people are all-around basketball players, meaning if your jump shot is not working or you don't shoot the ball, you could be effective in other ways, whether that's like rebounding or inside game or passing and stuff like that. You know what I mean? There's different ways you can impact. Harden's unique. If he doesn't have the ball in his hands, he's not effective because he's not a spot-up shooter. He's not a rebounder. He's not a great defender. He doesn't offer much besides that. You know what I mean? His scoring is so great. Yeah, it is. His scoring is great. But he doesn't offer anything else, pretty much. As far as being off the ball and stuff like that, he doesn't really offer anything. So you can't win a championship by yourself because that's not enough talent. But then if you put some talent on your team, your game is going to go down. And that's the challenge that he's faced with. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, pick your poison. If you're by yourself, you're going to show out and have great numbers, but you're going to lose. If we put some superstars around you, you're going to be less effective. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? How he plays the game is how he plays the game. He's a veteran at this point. You know, it's not going to change. It is what it is. And going back a little bit, I failed to mention too. I mentioned that Harden and Paul play together. But also in Houston, man, he reunited with Westbrook in Houston. And that was never going to work. Because you're talking about two players that need the ball in their hands. Things were different when they was in OKC. Because Harden was just coming into the league and he came off the bench and he accepted that. But there was no way that Harden was going to let Westbrook come to Houston and Harden was going to take the back seat. That wasn't happening. Now Harden is in Philly with Embiid after he talked his way, you know, out of, you know, getting traded from the Nets. And it's like, I think he's trying to reinvent himself by becoming a passer. because he figured, you know, Embiid led the league in scoring, and he also got Tyrese Maxey and a couple of other guys. But I think they need his scoring, too, to be able to keep up with everybody else. But if he does that, it's going to take away from somebody else. Maxey is not going to get off, and Embiid is probably going to take less shots because of his style of play. He has to have the ball in his hands, and he also like has to take a lot of shots to be effective, and that's going to take away from somebody else. So it's like a gift and a curse. But I mean, it is what it is. I think Philly is stuck now. You know, I think, you know, people are on to him, you know, about, you know, him switching teams and stuff like that, and having faith in the team and all that. You know, announcer said the other day that he's a runner. You know what I'm saying? And I think Philly might be his last stop. You know what I'm saying? I don't think no other teams are going to take stock in that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's getting played. You know, I think he had his run. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's just getting played out. You know what I'm saying? I think this is his last opportunity to really, like, make it big and try to go to the championship. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, him building a legacy. Other than that, I think if he was to go anywhere else, he would have to, like, just latch on with somebody. Same as Chris Paul, man. I think, you know, I don't think it's going to happen with Phoenix. I think if he wins the championship, he's going to have to accept a lesser role with somebody. You know what I'm saying? I think he could do it that way. But in closing, getting into the answer to the question, like who's the biggest disappointment or, you know, who should have won the championship by now and all that kind of stuff, I wouldn't exactly say, like, you know, disappointments. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can't win a championship. You know what I'm saying? But out of the two, I'm going to say that James Harden had the better opportunities to win. I think, like I said, I think if he had the opportunity to stay on that OKC team, I think that was a win for him. And whatever happened with the Nets, you know what I'm saying? Him, Durant, and Irvin, I think that was a rare opportunity for him. You know what I'm saying? I think out of all the super teams that we have ever seen by now, and now, you know, there's plenty of them, I think those three are the most offensively talented that was ever assembled. You know what I'm saying? I think even though Kyrie didn't play like that because of, you know, the vaccines and all that, I think I saw that as a positive because, like I said, all three of them can't average 30 points a game. You know what I'm saying? So that gave somebody an opportunity to shine in the regular season. But then also at some point, you know, chemistry is important too. So at some point, they were going to have to play together to build that chemistry to take it into the playoffs. But I think Harden jumped the gun. You know what I'm saying? At least give yourself the opportunity to go to the playoffs first. And let's see what happens before you shoot your way out of town. You know what I'm saying? Go to the playoffs first and see what happens. Because with you, Durant, and Kyrie in the lineup, that's still, like, got to be better or this is good what any other team has, man. You know what I mean? It has to be. It's scary when you think about it. And he never, even though, you know, Dame wasn't perfect and they weren't obviously going the way he wanted, he still should have gave himself that chance. As for Chris Paul, different game. You know what I'm saying? He was on some bad teams. Maybe if they allowed that trade to the Lakers, you know, to go by, he would have won the championship that way. But, I mean, he just got to have somebody around him, man. You got to have somebody around you. And they both were old. They both getting older. And I think last year was Chris Paul's best chance. You know what I'm saying? And you never lose the way they lose. Game 7 in your hometown and you getting blown out by 40 points by somebody you hands down a favorite over. That's grounds to go ahead and break that team up. You know what I'm saying? But I got to say Harden. Harden had the best chance so far. You know what I'm saying? He didn't allow himself that opportunity to see what happened. He gambled in Philly, and he lost. And it's championship or die from now on with him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it's the same for Chris Paul, because Chris Paul is not a volume scorer like that. And it's understood that, you know, he needs people around him. And I don't think Phoenix has enough. But Harden has been with some other superstars now. You know what I'm saying? And he just didn't give himself that chance. And now it looks like he has opened the door for Steph Curry and them to get another one. But we'll see what happens. This has been the Slackest Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town. Now, I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. As always, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for rocking with me. And we'll be back again to talk next week.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town now. Find out what's going to happen next.